Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season two of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season two is out now from Lemonada Media.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seeds with 50 ads and popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, 'cause Doug loves movies.
Hey everybody, my name is Doug and I love movies. This is Doug Loves Movies coming to you yet again from a rental car. I believe this is rental car ep number 5. What kind of car is this?
Doug, we're driving in a lovely Nissan Versa, which is their smallest, cheapest, most compact car. It's fine. It's not great. It's all right.
All right. It's all right, everybody.
It's all right.
That's a new slogan for them.
It's all right.
It's all right.
It's all right. It'll work. It gets the job done.
It's Sunday, October 30th, Two Oceans 11. My guest, who you've already heard from, is comedian, author, sword enthusiast Graham Elwood. We're driving from San Francisco to Sacramento. I think right now we're in the Vallejo area.
Yes, we are. We're on the 80 East. Just got out of the bay, crossed our last bridge, paid our last toll.
$5 to get across that bridge.
Son of a bitch. I was thinking $2.50.
Friday night we did a show at the Neptune Theater in Seattle where Graham had to deal with a drunk dude from Peoria.
That guy, in the middle of my set, I'd already done the stuff about Peoria, just walks up to the stage and he was like, "Yeah, I'm from Peoria, man, so we need to have a date. Talk about it." I was like, then he just wandered off. It was the weirdest, creepiest thing, and then I made fun of him for 10 minutes, so that was gold.
Then we played the Leonard Maltin game. First contestant to come up on stage was named Celia, and she got Graham's attention with a name tag that said Celia Hearts Cox.
Yeah, I shouldn't have fallen for that. I'm sorry. There was a lot of effort put into that name. There's a lot of people that had really cool costumes, but
she lost on the In Theaters Now category because she didn't know, she didn't know that there's a movie in theaters now that has Philip Seymour Hoffman and Evan Rachel Wood in it. Like, I could see her guessing Moneyball after hearing Philip Seymour Hoffman, but she didn't even guess that. She just didn't know, you know. I think she hearts Cox more than movies.
Yeah, she just is really into Cox.
So, the answer was Ides of March, of course. Then we brought to the stage Kevin, who...
He was dressed as bacon.
As a whole slice, his whole costume was a big slice of bacon with his head coming through one end and like a overhang on the top, which is good for Seattle. Walk around the rain dressed as bacon, you don't get your head wet.
Yeah, Baconbrella, fella, hella.
And he beat Graham on the new movies category, which is movies with the word new in the title. And the reason he had the advantage on that one is because Graham pays no attention to the Twilight films. I pay a little attention to them, but not much either. And so the answer was the Twilight movie that was called New Moon.
Yeah, never in a million years would I ever have gotten that. Because you're reading all these names, and I'm like, what? Who are they? What movie were they in? And everyone in the audience knew, and I was like, I had no idea.
Yeah, and then the only other costume I saw in the crowd at the Neptune was somebody dressed as a witch.
Yeah.
Or that could have just been a lady with bad taste in hats.
Sure.
And then yesterday afternoon, we did a 420 matinee at the Punchline in San Francisco. Lots of creative costumes at that show. Can you remember any of the ones that that weren't picked?
One guy was dressed as Nicolas Cage from Raising Arizona, and his girlfriend was dressed as a cop, so it was her and Holly Hunter. It was awesome. Then there was a guy dressed as Scotty from the...
From the Star Wars films.
No, Star Trek. God damn it, you fucking idiot. They're two different... How could you... Yeah, that was funny. That was... So he was from... Scotty from the David Abrams movie. David Abrams? Did I say it right? And,
No.
No, it's not... What's his first name? Why am I blanking on his name? Rick. Stanny. Chet Abrams.
That's so funny. Why can't... I can't think of it either.
I know. Now it's
Abrams.
Like Abrams.
Let's just call him Abrams.
Abrams.
From Bad Robot.
Yeah, the Bad Robot Abrams. The Lost Abrams.
Yeah.
This is driving me...
Joey Abrams.
Dano Abrams. Oh, God. This is crazy.
That's so bizarre that we can't remember his name.
Anyway, I cannot handle it.
Oh, because it's not... it's his initials, J.J. Abrams.
J.J. Abrams, you son of a bitch. That's not a real name. So he was dressed as Scotty from the J.J. Abrams Star Trek, which was a cool... And then right next to him was a girl in the... what was that? Something in the Worlds of Tomorrow.
Sky Captain in the World of Tomorrow. And then, what was the girl with the whale on the table? Like, I forgot already again. I thought it was Big Fish.
Big Fish. I thought it was Go Fish, the lesbian movie from the 90s. I can't remember. It was a great costume, though.
Yeah, anyway, there was lots of good costumes. And then the first dude that you picked from the crowd was named Corey. Wasn't so much a movie costume as it was just a tribute to weed, basically.
Well, yeah, he had a big bag of weed. Giant bag of weed around his neck. And then he made a medical marijuana card from the state of Denver with your picture as the seal of the great state of Denver. And then he cut out the box where his photo would be, and he helped put his face into it.
Yeah, he stuck his face through the hole, and so he was basically a walking bag of weed and medical marijuana card all in one.
So he was the state of Denver with a palm strike bandana, so he had hit like every possible way that you and I would want.
It was a massive suck up, and it worked.
It totally worked.
And he picked girls, man, and with just three names, one of which was Shannon Doherty, he was able to determine that the answer was girls just want to have fun.
With Holly Gagne, who was one of my acting teachers when I first moved to Los Angeles.
So you would have gotten it right if you had heard that name?
Yeah, I think so.
Because, you know, how many movies has she been in?
She's been not many, but in the
80s. Especially with the word girls in the title.
Yeah, yeah.
Or man.
Yeah.
So yeah, it was girls just want to have fun, man. And
Jeff Tate.
Since it ended so quickly, we brought another contestant on stage. Her name was Jen, and she was dressed as Hit Girl.
Yeah.
Which is a great way to appeal to both of us, because we love Kick-Ass. She picked the Richard Dreyfuss category, because it was his birth... I included the Richard Dreyfuss category because it was his birthday. And I think you got three names?
Yeah,
Graham got three names. And what gave it away? How'd you figure it out?
Well, you said 1995, I believe, or 96.
I think it was 95.
And you said three and a half stars. You said that one of the things was like Leonard Maltin said Richard Dreyfuss was like flawless or perfect or something like that. And I was like, oh, okay. And I was racking my brain for that time period. And then one of the names you read, I was like, oh, I can't remember what name, but I was like, I know what this is. And I said, Mr. Holland's Opus. I dropped the mic and I walked off stage in victory.
That's right. You showed Hit Girl what's what.
That's right, Hit Girl.
Now we're driving to Sacramento to do a 420 show at the Punchline. in Sacramento, which is always a good time. At Joel Bong enjoyed the rental car number 4 and even tweeted a quote. He wrote, I think it was you that said it, Graham. Good old Alan Two Dicks. Who doesn't love Alan Two Dicks?
Alan Two Dicks. Ladies and gentlemen, on the drive to Sacramento, Alan Two Dicks.
So, don't forget that if you're a fan of Graham Elwood and you buy a ticket for the Weezer Cruise, to let us know that Graham is who you vote for to be one of my friends who join a couple members of Weezer and I for a Doug Loves Movies taping on the Weezer Cruise. WeezerCruise.com for more details. And you can play the Leonard Maltin game against Graham on November 12th at the Orpheum in Flagstaff. Stand Up Live in Phoenix on November 13th. San Jose Improv November 20th at 420. And the Tipsy Crow on the night before Thanksgiving in San Diego on November 23rd. They're all listed, hopefully, at DougLovesMovies.com. Neither Graham nor I have seen a movie since the last rental car show, because we've been busy doing stuff.
Yep, but you're doing shows and traveling.
Yeah, so skip over the what have you seen lately and go right to build a title. Shall we play a game?
Alan Two Dicks.
We're driving from San Francisco, where I should mention I will be performing once again at the Punchline on December 27th and the 28th, two shows each night, and I'm going to attempt to do 4 different shows, pulling material from all of the entirety of my career and all 4 of my albums. So that's going to be tricky and might be fun to watch. So if you want to come to more than one show and have more than one chance to play the Leonard Maltin game against Dan Gabriel, then come check us out. I'm going to make him do different material every show, too. I don't know if I can make him, but I'm going to ask him nicely. So, like I said, San Francisco's where we just came from, so let's play Build a Title with some films that are set in San Francisco. This first one I picked, I was not aware that San Francisco is in it because I haven't seen the film. But maybe Graham can confirm, because he has. It's called Hereafter, directed by Clint Eastwood.
Yeah. Matt Damon is in San Francisco. So there's a lot of it's in San Francisco, and some of it's shot in France and stuff like that. But there's a good chunk of it in San Francisco.
Perfect. Let's start with that. Hereafter. Ends with here, starts with after.
After Hours.
Bam. I pre-guessed that one.
Pre-guessed. That was a pre-guess. Doug Benson is a Build a Title precog.
Hours, mine and yours. Damn, that might be a stopper on that end already, so I'm going to go with my other pre-guess and say, Wish You Were Here After Hours.
Wish You Were Here.
Yeah. It has to end and wish or begin with hours.
Hours.
That's a tough one.
Hours in the day.
That's not a thing. That was definitely not a thing. According to Leonard Maltin, the only movie with hours in the title as the first word is The Hours. So, unless we can think of some clever word that sounds like hours, let's see if any movies start with the word O-U-R-S, hours. Nope. Not according to Leonard, anyway.
Okay, so
we got something that ends in Wish. Or maybe this one's done already. I've got a couple other movies we can do, yeah.
Wish, let's see. Wasn't there a movie called The Big Wish? Like a kid's movie?
Oh, I think you're right. I think you're right on that one. Let's see. Sure sounds like something that would happen. According to Leonard, it isn't, but I'm going to try IMDb, because sometimes when you plug a movie into Leonard's app, for whatever reason, it doesn't. It's all squirrely. Doesn't get you there. Big Wish. Kablam. IMDb is searching. In the meantime, I'll say that I am going to be on an episode of Comedy Film Nerds coming up soon, right, Graham?
Hello, yes. It's going to be a, I think we're going to go holiday movie themed episode.
Oh, that'll be fun. I'd love to talk about holiday movies.
And I think we'll probably have Chris and I battling each other in a Leonard Maltin Royale, which we've done in the past.
Okay, according to IMDb, there's the Big Wash, 1968. There's The Biggest Wish, but that's a short film. Then, of course, there's Big Fish. So,
don't know what
that is. So we have an incredibly short build to title.
Yeah, let's kill it.
Hassle us on Twitter if you've got something that begins in hours or ends in wish. But for now, we just have Wish You Were Here After Hours. Which
it's a good
title. It's about a guy who wants to hook up. So somebody should make that movie. So let's go with another film set in San Francisco. It starred Gene Wilder and Kelly LeBrock from 1984. It's called Woman in Red.
Oh.
Yeah, she's damn sexy in that one. And Gene Wilder's obsessed with her and does a lot of weird stuff. At one point, he ends up out on the ledge of a building. Naked, I think. I think you get to see some side boob with Kelly LeBrock in there, so that's exciting. I remember it being kind of a pretty spicy movie. It was like PG-13, though, or something. And all about infidelity.
Woman in Reds. Or
you son of a bitch.
You were thinking Red State.
Or, yeah, but Reds, the trouble with Reds is then
nowhere to
what's
go.
Gonna start with Reds.
Well, then I could go Woman in Red State.
Alright.
If we were playing it without a panel of people, I would do that to kill someone.
Yeah, yeah. If you're trying to get somebody knocked out, then that's a smart play, because Reds, I don't think there's anything that starts with Reds. Reds now, so all right, we've got Woman in Red State, so then I'll add of play, state of play. So now you need something that begins with play or ends in woman. Blank woman.
It's gotta be 1,000 movies that end in woman.
You'd think so. I thought of one, but I had to think really hard.
Attack of the 50-foot.
Oh, I love it. Attack of the 50-foot woman. I was thinking of an unmarried woman.
Oh, that's not a bad one.
Starring Joe Clayburgh. All right, Attack of the 50-foot woman in Red State of Play. Attack. Damn, Mars Attacks doesn't work. Attack. There's probably been something called Heart Attack. But I can't confirm. And I can't tell you who's in it, so that's not fair. And maybe there wasn't anything called Heart Attack. Blank Attack. Panic Attack. To give up on that side, and then something I always end up going for on the when the word play comes up is playing with fire.
Oh, cool.
That one comes up a lot. It's kind of, this game sort of becomes like Scrabble, where you have certain go-tos that are very helpful. Alright, so we've got Attack of the 50-Foot Woman in Red State of Playing with Fire.
Playing with Fire Starter.
Drew
Barrymore.
Yeah, see, this is where I think we've been down this exact road before, because then Star Terminator. But I'll make it easy for you. I'll go Star Terminator 2 Judgment Day.
Okay. Day of the Jackal.
Nice. Might be stubborn.
Yeah, there's not a lot of jackals.
Day of the Jackal. All. I guess you can do something if it gets at the word all. All the president's men. Jack all the president's men. Which sounds dirty. Yeah, I'm going to jack all the presidents, man. So we've got Attack of the 50-Foot Woman in Red, State of Playing with Firestart, Terminator 2, Judgment Day of the Jackal of the President's Men.
Men of Honor. And Cuba Gooding Jr., Robert De Niro, diving movie.
Oh, yes. It was the sequel to Radio, wasn't it?
Yes, it was. Radio's all grown up. He joins the Navy.
Honor. Honor system. Honor. I don't think there's anything that starts with honor. I think that's a stopper for me, I think, and I still can't come up with anything that ends in attack. Or at. Ah! This is gonna chap your hide, but I'm gonna do it anyway. The Cat in the Hattack. Hattack of the 50-Foot Woman. Cat in the Hattack of the 50-Foot Woman in Red, State of Playing with Firestart, Terminator 2, Judgment Day of the Jackal of the President's Men of Honor.
That is so flimsy.
Now you need something that ends with cat.
Cat or honor. Honorable discharge.
Oh, dude. Most of my discharges are honorable. Who is in honorable discharge?
Oh, fuck. Isn't that Samuel Jackson and Tommy Lee Jones, I believe?
That's what it was called?
Let's look that up.
Let's look it up. Because I don't know about that, man. Sounds like a perfectly generic.
Plus I'm getting it confused with like an 80s Vietnam.
I think you're thinking of honorary something. Honorary. I know you're right about the Sam. Wasn't that called like Rules of Engagement?
Oh, maybe that's right. That was called. Honorable Discharge, I think, was a Vietnam War movie in the 80s. Like a direct-to-video one. Like Randall Tex Cobb or something like that.
Wow, okay. Well, I'm going to have to go to IMDb for that because Leonard doesn't get too deep into the direct-to-video, I don't think. So let's see what IMDb has to say about it. Like there's nothing called honorable. Let's see if I had discharge.
Oh wait.
You wait.
Isn't there the honor student, which is about the girl who's the prostitute at night? The honor student during the day and the prostitute at night.
That's a movie?
Yeah.
Came out in theaters?
Yeah.
There's Dishonorable Discharge from 1957. There's Certain Honorable Men from 68. And that's really all they got on the IMDb. And I'm not going to take the time to look up that other thing you just mentioned. This isn't the Listen to Doug Look Stuff Up show. Oh, look, there's a Chevy's. Let's keep driving.
And a Red Roof Inn. And an O'Reilly's.
So...
All right.
I'm sure there's something that we could add to honorable, and I'm sure there's a movie that ends in cat, right? Black Cat,
Black
probably
Cat
a movie, or That Darn Cat.
That Darn Cat. Yep. So we've got Darn and Honor.
No, we got that. I don't know if there's anything in the movie that ends in that. She's All That.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay.
Spike Lee.
Now what's one that ends in she's? like she is. So that's it. Has there been a movie that ends with the word she? That'd be a really awkward title.
That's what she is.
Oh, look at she. There goes she. She. Chihuahua, Chihuahua. Beverly Hills, Chihuahua.
Wow.
All right, well, this is a ridiculously long title.
Let's keep it.
I like to keep the car episodes, the mini episodes. I like to keep them mini. So let's wrap this one on. She's all that darn cat in the hat, tack of the 50-foot woman in red state of playing with fires, dart, Terminator 2, Judgment Day of the Jackal, the President's Men of Honor, starring Radio. That is not bad, my friend.
That was good business.
Yeah. You got any plugs?
Yeah, of course. If people want autographed copies of Potty Mouth, they are available at comedyfilmnerds.com. And, you know, any of my tour dates, Comedy Film Nerds, if you want to download Afghanistan, as a pay what you think is fair download, you can do all of that at grahamelwood.com.
Thursday, November 3rd, I'll be at Go Bananas in Cincy.
Great club.
You have a chance there to play the Leonard Maltin game against David Huntsberger. And then Saturday, November 5th, I'm going to do a Doug Loves Movies taping at the Acme Comedy Club in Minneapolis / St. Paul, Twin Cities, at 4:20 in the afternoon. Tickets are going fast for that. I'll have at least three special guests on that show. Should be a lot of fun. So it's part of Acme's, what is it, their 35th anniversary?
Yeah,
25, 30. I should know that. It's some big anniversary for them, so they're having shows all weekend. I'm in a show there that night at 8 o'clock that's already sold out with a few other headliners that have worked that club. So it should be a lot of fun there that whole weekend. So come by and celebrate Acme's something anniversary. And as always, I didn't pick a shithead. Do you have a shithead, Graham?
Oh, I have a shithead.
Who's your shithead in your life right now?
I got a lot of them.
Too many to choose from.
So many shitheads.
Yeah. Let me see. What else did we talk about today that we could call a shithead?
Oh, I know.
Okay, what?
Fucking $5 toll is a shithead.
Oh, I like that. As always, $5 bridge toll is a shithead.
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of Gold, his viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room in his heart for you, 'cause Doug loves